I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump is trying to shrink government and the bureaucracy. He, as you know, is cutting and cutting and slashing. He presumably is being successful in doing that because of the thousands of people who have left the payrolls. But there are some consequences. Let's try to make some sense. Let's look at the U.S. emergency preparedness, for example. There are still people who are climate change deniers, although they probably don't now reside in Texas or Florida or California. So does it make sense to be cutting key positions in emergency and planning agencies that try to mitigate the effects of catastrophic events? There are already holes in the National Weather Service. In Texas, officials say the Weather Service was plagued by empty chairs in key positions that coordinate with early warning systems. For months, NOAA has warned that the cuts will affect how satellites and hurricane forecasters can predict hurricane paths and intensity. Now, since Mr. Trump took office, the Weather Service has dumped about 1 in 7 jobs, including 20% of its meteorologist and charge positions, and that was in May. The boss is gone, and NOAA is seeing an expected exodus of nearly 2,000 employees, and on the chopping block, the entire scientific research division, which helped send out the hurricane hunters tasked with collecting critical data to protect the U.S. Southeast. Now, the White House and agency leaders say they are making much-needed changes to bloated bureaucracies that no longer serve the American public. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says FEMA needs to be eliminated entirely. No formal plan for replacement has been announced. So, for years, people have clamored for smaller bureaucracy. President Trump is acting, but is the avalanche, hurricane, and tsunami of current cuts the right approach? Does it make sense?